What's up, everybody? I'm Energy.
I'm Chi.
I'm Rochelle.
And this is Therapy Not Therapy,
a podcast about our thoughts, our dreams,
and everything in between,
dealing with our feelings and spiritual teas.
So come meet us at the table every week where we unpack all of the things. So can we talk about it?
We're here.
This is the first episode.
Yes.
Of Therapy Not Therapy. We did it, y'all.
We did it. We're here.
We made it past the group chat. We showed it. We showed up to the table.
We showed up, and now we're here. So I think it'd be good for us to kind of tell a little bit about ourselves and what is our purpose for this podcast.
So what do we think?
Let's see. Rochelle, would you like to go first?
Yeah, let's go with Rochelle.
Introduce, because I feel like people know you. They know you for dancing. Like, you know, they've seen you for your movement, but not necessarily conversation.
Yeah,
all the time. I mean, people know.
I talk, but well, Rochelle. Okay, this is me outside the dance space. I'm the same person in the dance space, but this is me fully, and I'm excited for this podcast because how it started was just from conversation amongst friends, needing a time to vent, to process, and to think about all the things, reassuring ourselves, and just trying to gather ourselves as life happens.
Yes.
So, like, I'm personally excited because, again, this marks, like, a brand new chapter. I've never done a podcast before. Like, you know, people always ask me to go and perform. Basically, don't use your voice, but use your physical voice, you know? So for me to be on here today and to join y'all and we have the conversations, I'm like, what's up? What's up? You know?
Don't let her fool you. She's a chatty cat. Okay.
I am.
We all are low-key.
Just a little bit. Just
high
bit.
Key.
High key chatty. Because sometimes group chat just be going out of control and then the third person is like, can y'all stop? So I could just catch up.
That'd be me.
You'd be like,
it's all about me, but it's really them too. Listen.
Sometimes. You know, if it's over a weekend when I go ghost, then you know it's a whole different situation.
Yeah, I love it. Well, my name is Chi. I've been a big podcast fan for years. So I'm super excited. I also have my own podcast that I did called Finding Chi, and I just thought it'd be more fun to do with my friends and my sisters. So that's why I'm here. There are so many things to be said and like to talk about when it comes to being an adult, to being a Black and Brown adult in this world and trying to survive. And I think it's important that we create those spaces amongst each other to have the conversations, to unpack, to process, and to deal, because shit gets real, life gets real, and, you know, having good people on your side and your corner just to hear you out, I think is always essential.
Always.
And I like for us to be that example to show, like, you know, it's good to have those people, so that's why I'm here. So.
Definitely. And I'm Energy, y'all. I'm getting to the point where I'm getting used to just calling myself an artist, because there's so many things that I do that sometimes people ask me, well, what do you do? And I have a pause for a second because it's like, well, in what context? So right now it's just I'm
that's
getting
big
into myself. I'm an artist, multidisciplinary. There's many things that I do. Like right now, a lot of you, if you do know me, might know me from my DJing, because that's part of my therapy.
Yes.
Come on, fans.
Yes, come on.
2020 has been a whole learning process. Yes, that's what we're going to say. But I'm here for the same purposes. Like this podcast is born of the idea, or it came from our group chat. Like,
yes.
Because the group chat, I mean, I think that everybody should have a reliable group chat. If you don't, get one immediately.
Get
find some people
chat
that you can trust, where you can have a safe space.
Yes.
Because the group chat between these two women here has been such a sanctuary for me, and such a place that it's a safe space. We can process. Like, you can, and the whole idea of therapy, not therapy, is what I'm trying to get to. It's like, some of us have been able to indulge in clinical therapy, which is great. That's something that has recently been new for me. And it's always great to have a therapist that you can get along with, that, you know, you build a great relationship with, but they're still a therapist. And there's just something about being able to speak openly and freely in a safe space with your sisters, or with the people that you love or that care about you, that's just as much therapy as you know, that weekly visit that might cost X amount of dollars that maybe everybody doesn't always have. So, you know, finding therapy in spaces that are not their traditional spaces, mm-hmm. I think is important and essential. And this grouping here has been that for me in this past year that, as you both know, has been a whole new process for me. So I'm grateful to be here and to share this with everybody that's interested in receiving, you know, because we have some moments and some breakthroughs in this little triad right here. Yeah. And this, I'm telling you, sometimes this has saved me more than therapy at times in this past year. So I'm just grateful to be here. I've always wanted to podcast. I've never podcasted on my own before. Look. I've visited and been guests on wonderful podcasts. Same, you know, such as with our one of our producers, Mr. Al Pete, who is not on camera, but I feel like that might have been the first podcast I was on.
Yeah,
don't get me to lie.
Right, I want to say that too.
Like
I think that was the start.
There's something magical about the studio right here. So we're happy to be here. We're happy to share this with y'all, and I'm ready to get to this. Let's talk about something because the energy today, like.
Retrograde is tomorrow. And it is, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And I think we're all moving through it. But as we were talking about earlier, what we want to talk about today is new beginnings and what it means to fully step into, you know, a new season in your life, whether it be you're leaving someone or something behind, or you are joining someone new, or becoming a new part of yourself, and you're just like, what? This is not as cute as I imagined it.
It never is.
It's not
cute.
You can be cute.
We can be cute, and then you show up, and it's like,
being bad, but you're just garbage.
You just walk into a new house and you're like, oh, I thought I gotta build this.
Trash.
Trash everywhere.
You know, or just come and it's just not assembled. Like, it's gonna be dope.
Right. You gotta build it.
You gotta put it together. You weren't prepared for all of that. Yes. But that's a part of growth. That's part of growing. And we're accepting.
Yes.
And we're moving forward in it. Yes. In this new beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, it just, this time of year, we were talking about that a couple weeks ago in the group chat. It's just, I feel like this time of year is a very, I don't know if it's just the fall and just kind of, you know, settling down into this new season, like the spring has come and the excitement of summer this summer wasn't particularly exciting, not in the best way. But, you know, all of that heightened summertime energy has kind of settling down, it's kind of dissipating, and we're finding ourselves in this new season. And I don't know what it is about October, but it just seems like every time October rolls around for me, it's just like a mountain of newness, which is exciting. But along with the newness comes the challenges.
Yeah.
You know, and there was something. So, listen, today. Okay. There was something that you said earlier, Rochelle, that just really resonated with me. It's like, you know, you're thinking about the newness and you get excited about that, but you don't anticipate the chaos. You don't anticipate the challenges.
Because we don't.
You never do. But it's so important that we acknowledge that, because with new things comes a new amount of work and a new amount of building and, you know, just having to process through that. So, you know, I'm glad that we're starting on this day today because it's needed. You know, the day did not go the way I wanted it to in my head. But I was so looking forward to, and so I'm already feeling so much more settled and resolved in myself just being here with y'all.
Absolutely.
And just talking through and processing the things, because sometimes it's just that. It's just unpacking the stuff. It's just talking about it and getting it, you know, either on paper, like we were talking about earlier, just out of your head, and just as long as it's here, it doesn't have to rattle around up top anymore. Yeah. And that's so needed. So I'm grateful to be here in this new space with y'all.
Yeah.
On this new day.
And that's what it is. It's the space. It's finding that space. It's finding that time. Like, I had did my first rehearsal with Lentra Projects, and the first day was about identity. And I was like, so you're gonna hit me in the chest with identity. But it's crazy, she had asked a question about when do you feel the most human? Because I started seeing myself identifying with more community. So then they said, when did you feel more human? I said, when I am still Yeah. And I thought that was a very interesting answer for me, because a lot of times we get conditioned to be busy, to check off the things to do, to be on the move, to be scheduled on time. And,
and you spend so much of your time in movement anyway. Yeah. You know, so still, I'm like always your natural state.
Like, it's my first language. So to be here in this space, like, it's honestly like a breath of fresh air, because it's like, okay, I did that today too. I was like, I am not driving to the west side. I'm just going to stay on the south. I'm going to process my thoughts, because it's something about that physical movement sometimes can give like a little anxiety, but you find peace in the mental stillness.
That's like your,
to where I can emotionally process. Like my first response is physical.
To move.
Yes. So today, I think just, it's something about the, what gets me excited is when I get to the destination itself. And that's what I was trying to say. Like, we go through all the chaos, but when we get to the location, it's like a,
it's
an
breath.
Exhale, it's a deep breath.
You know what? And that says a lot about how often when we're on our respective paths, a lot of us get anxious by the journey. And so that becomes like this, I just gotta get there, I just gotta get there, I just gotta get there. And everything is like, you know, just all this heightened energy of just rushing to try to get to this significant destination. When they all, you know, all we hear is it's not about the journey, it's about the destination itself. And what's crazy is like when you take the time to understand like what your journey is and like the finite details in that that make you have to sit still and say, okay, in order for me to get there, wherever that is, because I think half the time we don't even really know. I feel like it's very vague, or it's like it's something, you know, it's an idea
it's
of something,
this intangible idea, but it's not something concrete,
right?
But if we could just get there
wherever
that there is,
and it's ever changing, it's ever changing. And I think for me in this moment, in this period in my life, in this particular season, learning how to sit still and just like, okay, where am I trying to go? What is my goal? What is, and like you said, and I think we all kind of share that sense of, okay, I got to get something done right now. Like, you know, as soon as things become overwhelming, you start cleaning up, you start
and just start making lists, girl.
Making those lists. And don't, while that is very productive and it's helpful, like sometimes like how we mentally process it, not just physically, is also really important. So I can feel you on that.
I honestly think the mental processing is the key. And it's not so much for me, it's not so much like it helps me to get it out and get it down on paper, especially when I am feeling overwhelmed. It's like I have to put it somewhere. But then you have to get to the point where you're like, okay, just because I've got all of this now, also recognize that not only are you not going to be able to do all of these things right now or today or maybe even this week, but just knowing what it is and then managing that time. And then for me, sometimes it's talking myself off the ledge, like, girl, you got to calm down. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to get anything done if you stay in this state of constant rumination, feeling like, you know, I can easily spiral thinking about all the things that I have to do and not get anything done.
But you know it. The day is over and you're like,
and you're just frustrated and mad because you've done nothing but worry yourself or stress yourself out, you know, so.
Or even distract yourself.
Exactly.
Like sometimes in the process. And it's crazy because when you come from a generation that didn't really have social media to be where you, like here, where it's very like in the face, I've caught myself just, okay, I got something to do. And I'm like, if you don't get off this phone.
And before you know it, a
30 minutes.
And you're like, oh my God.
Nothing except fall into the rabbit hole.
Yes. I saw a meme that said, I'm going to be real productive today. And it shows somebody like on the bed with their legs, like, and they just on their phone. And I'm like, that's exactly what that is. It's like, but it's like, the thing is like, your mind is like fluttering.
Yeah.
You're physically not doing anything, but your mind is distracted and preoccupied.
Yeah.
It almost, it tricks it into thinking that it's being productive when it's not. It's just
because all the mind needs is something to do. The mind will make its own stuff up to do if you let it. So you know, it's about where you aim that energy and where you put that effort. You know, and like, but to your point too, Chi, like you're saying, a lot of times it's not about that destination, it's about the journey. Like, we can miss so much of the lesson and so much of the growth and so much of what's important to us, mm-hmm. keeping our eyes stayed on this whatever dream or whatever goal or whatever it is that we think we're going through. But meanwhile, you're missing all the stuff that's preparing you for that. Like, you might not even be prepared by the time you get there.
Yeah.
Because you're so busy trying to get there that you're not getting all the things that you need to get on your way. That's me. That's me talking to myself.
That's real.
You talk about to myself.
It's like that house, right? It's like this dilapidated house, right? And it's like you spent all this time getting ready. You don't zip past the tool store, the hardware store. Mm-hmm. You get to this place. You rush to this place. And you're just like, this is what I asked for, but it's not done.
Yeah.
So I gotta fix it. I gotta build it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have anything. I'm not ready.
I'm not prepared.
And it's like, well, this is what you asked for.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But you have nothing. Mm-hmm. So prepare yourself. And I think sometimes that this all to me ties back to the anxiety of starting something new.
Yeah.
And like having an idea and saying, I want to do this. Where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you get that house, and that mug is dilapidated and broken down, and you're just like, I'm overwhelmed. I'm going to go lay down.
Yeah, I'm not even going to bother. This is too much.
It's too much. I don't even want to, how do I even start? This is, and it's like, but even when you leave it alone, that house is still there.
Yeah.
It's always there for you to build on, work on, and it's like that moment that you say, okay, today I'm going to work on the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
All I can do today is the stairs, girl.
All I can do today is the stairs. And then eventually, one day at a time, take little bites, take little chunks out of it, and before you know it, your home is done. And I think also just the society that we're in, when you're talking about social media, when we're talking about the way that we've been conditioned to be so goal-oriented, we're not conditioned to be journey-oriented. It's like,
wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we're not prepared to understand that there's a process to this. We know what we want, and we might even know some of the steps that we need to do. We know the milestones, we know those markers, but we don't understand that between A and B, there's a whole other different alphabet that you have to master. And that can be frustrating. I think, when you have that level, when you're developing a level of self-awareness and when you've been knocked down enough times, let's be real, you get to the point where you understand, okay, I have to rein it in.
Yes.
I have to go with this process. That was kind of how my day was today. Like, I know I have a mountain of things to do. There's a lot of newness happening in my life right now.
That you've never been through before.
That I've never been through before, and it's super triggering.
Yeah.
And it can be, but what I've learned is that I've gotten to the point where I can recognize when these stressful situations and these triggers are upon me. Like I told y'all today in the group chat, I'm like, today is trying to be a day.
It was trying to be a day.
Yeah. And it almost got me. It almost did. And I wouldn't necessarily have called it a loss, because if I really look back, there is a lot that I got done today.
Yeah.
Did I hit all 19 items on my to-do list?
You did, so you crossed out like 6. And I'm like, oh, girl.
I did good. Yeah. You know, but we're so focused on the things that we didn't do.
Yeah.
That we can't give ourselves credit for the things that we've done.
Yeah.
And I got to the point where I was like, you know what? I just have to shut this down because I'm not being productive anymore. And I'm in the place now where all I'm doing is tearing myself down.
Absolutely.
And not giving myself credit for the things that I have accomplished, the things that I have done. Because I had a very productive day.
Right.
It wasn't productive in the way that I wanted it to be.
Yeah. Right.
How you saw it.
It don't look the way you thought it was. It doesn't look like that marble staircase.
How often does life not look the way we thought?
Right. My stairs don't look like the picture.
Okay.
They don't look like the picture yet.
Or like the recipe, you go to, and it's like, oh, this is real cute in the book. And then you do yours, and it's like,
it don't look right.
You know, but it might still taste good, though.
Yes.
And that was your effort. And
that's where it counts. It's the effort.
Time. Or it's like, you still got the ingredients, girl. You can do it again.
You can do it again.
Let's try again.
Let's stop crying.
That's what I told the insurance lady on the phone, because we were having a whole moment. Jennifer does not know me.
Yes, come on, Jennifer.
And I was like, I'm just going to stop and I'm going to go to sleep, and tomorrow is going to be a brand new day, and I can tackle all the rest of these items on this to-do list, because I'm not going to solve anything right now. I needed to get my mind ready to be here today.
Yeah.
And I was even a little bit upset with myself because I'm like, this is not even the mindset I wanted to be in for podcasts. Like, I wanted to be peaceful. I wanted to be together and just float into the room and everything is just perfect. Whoa. And it's just, you know, incense and sage. And then, you know, I was talking to the girls on the group chat. She was like, yeah, we're going to have to bring the incense. We're going to have to sage it today. We got to sage. We had to bring it out. Yeah.
But
I feel so much more in the
room. But with that. But you brought real energy too.
Yeah, like, it's authentic. Yes. And that's the part when it comes to our experiences is allowing ourselves to be real. Like, it's crazy how we feel like we have to have it all together to the point where we've convinced ourselves that we have to have it all together.
Right. And that's an illusion.
It's a whole illusion.
The times that I've had it all together have completely happened by accident.
Yeah.
And it's usually also when I let go of the idea of having it all together.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know what that looks like. Comfortable with not having it all together.
Yeah.
And just being like, okay, you know what? Today is a day that I'm going to take the bottle of wine to a podcast and we're just going to drink it.
We're just going to have a moment.
And it's going to be fine. Yes. And it's great. Isn't it good?
It's great. It's really great.
I can tell y'all my weekend was so
weekend.
Yeah, my weekend, but this, here's the thing though, and I'm really proud of it, is so it was a lot. I had a lot of things that I told myself that I needed to get done, and they're still there. There's a couple things that I did get done, but I made myself get a coloring book, which y'all saw. Mm. But then I told myself, because the way that my brain is moving in this season, I cannot allow myself to be stressed out. I'm working on a really, really big project. It's the biggest thing I've ever done. And so I have to have a certain amount of focus and concentration, and I cannot let myself get stressed out. So I went to that, but it was funny because, so I spent the weekend with my partner's daughter, Olivia, and it was funny because, what were we doing? I was having a stressful morning Saturday, and Rob had went to go work on LC stuff. And right when I started feeling myself getting stressful, I looked at Olivia and I was like, do you want to go for a walk? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, bet. And like, it was weird because like right where I felt like I would how I would have responded to stress, usually I isolate. Mm-hmm. I have a tendency to shut down.
Yeah.
But like, it was me and her that day. And
you couldn't shut down.
No, I didn't.
It wouldn't have
been
fair to
shut down. Yeah, like I was looking at her and I was like, and you know, she was just, you could tell she was bored. Her grandma was like, and her, you know, enjoying her day off.
Yeah.
And I just looked at her and I'm like, you want to go for a walk? So we went for a walk. She rode her scooter. That's what we called y'all, you and Shirley, and it was a thing. And then we went to Publix. Oh yeah, while we were walking to the store, walking around, I was like, Olivia, do you want to bake cookies? She was like, yeah. And I was like, bet. I just felt like, I was like, I want to do things, but I was like, I don't feel like being like productive today. Mm-hmm. I want to do activities.
Yeah.
And I got the 7-year-old and she's lit. And with me, and she's like,
get ready for all the activities.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? We're doing it. So then I was like, you want to bake some cookies? So we went to Publix.
And I saw that on your stories. I saw them. That was so cute.
Yeah, we baked cookies and then we watched scary movies together. We had a whole day. And it was so nice to be able to do that. And I think it felt nice because she and I got a chance to just spend the whole day together and like do things. But for me, what it did for me, it really helped me. Like, just say, okay, like, calm down. It's Saturday.
Right.
Okay? It's Saturday. And I get it. Don't sleep till we die. Grind. You know, whatever.
All the lies that we tell ourselves as creative.
Right. Oh, you know,
because we don't need rest.
As a creative, but we don't do this
I
now.
I never believe that lie.
You know what I'm saying?
I never did.
But like, you have your spirituality together, though.
Yeah, sure. like a lot of people.
But just because she together don't mean I am.
Yeah.
Girl.
Sometimes we find ourselves, and even for me, because like, you know, we, you know, in the music department, I have a lot of things going on, and Love Culture has a lot of things going on, so we are all constantly working.
Yeah.
And like, even with, you know, Rob, he works. He does both things the same all the time, right? So for me, I was like, you know what? I'm going to change the way that I respond to being in this new place, because I really want to isolate.
I really want to isolate and stress privately. Mm. Or me and Olivia can go have fun today. Yeah. So we chose fun. And then Sunday we did our homework together with her. And it was just like a really, it was just nice to.
Hashtag choose fun.
Yeah. Like yes. I made a productive choice to choose fun. Mm. And that's not normal for me.
Mm. But that also makes you like re-examine how we define productivity.
Yeah.
We were talking about that.
That earlier. Fun is how not included.
You, yeah, like yeah. It's very productive for you to put it down, put down the things that you really, you might not be able to do anything about today and yeah. do something that feeds you or serves you or takes your mind out of that so that you can come back to it with a fresh mm-hmm. mind.
Yeah.
You know, and some of those oh. problems that might feel so big, it's like, now that I've decluttered my mind and allowed myself to breathe mm-hmm. and have a moment and take a break, now I can tackle this because it's really not that bad. But sometimes the overwhelm comes from all the things. It's like one thing and then another thing and then another thing. And it's like, it's not the things, it's all the things.
It's all yeah. the things.
And trying to do all the things at once.
At one time.
It's impossible.
Impossible. Mm-hmm. Impossible. And you know what it is? I think about often when they be like, you know, if you do what you love, it'll never be a,
listen.
Like, you'll never work a day in your life.
It's not the same when type of work.
That's
what they need to tell you.
Yeah.
Because it's still work. It, and in fact, I think it might even be more work because not only do you have to work for what you want and work towards your dreams, but you have to work against the status quo.
Yeah. And your heart and soul is attached to
listen.
It. It's not like some like green 9-to-5 that you don't care about. It's like you throw
it's
you're like I'm gonna
life.
Do what my heart and soul is telling me. And then when the things that is your heart and soul is attached to, when they are hard,
mm-hmm. now when they get blocked, or when you hit a stumbling block, or when it's got to happen in a different way than you thought it was going to happen, and now you're looking like, well, I don't know what the hell to do. I tell right. y'all that all the time. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yep.
So that's so we are gnome depositing. Mm-hmm. So love, like when people say that, like I don't know. I've just been doing some thinking too because. I don't know how society paints this picture. And even for me, it's been very interesting because as people say spiritual as I am, you know, there's also roadblocks and mm-hmm. what things to look like.
Yeah.
So then when it comes to love, you know, love's supposed to look a certain way. But speaking in regards of like being goal oriented or starting the new beginnings, a lot of times people think love is a positive energy. It's optimistic. I've always correlated love with correction. Mm. If you love me, you will
accountability.
correct this for me. Not for me as in like, I'm not going to do the work, but if you see me slipping a certain way, like, hey,
yeah,
you know, love is about accountability. It's about boundaries. It's about self-awareness. And as we're doing like new beginnings, all I kept thinking is foundation. Mm. Even for myself, like, it's recognizing where Shell needs to begin. Like, begin. Yeah. My thing was getting back into my book, writing out my prayers, affirmations, getting the thoughts out of my mind. Like, just speaking to myself in a way where it's not just positive, but it's a very affirmative. Like, if you don't get this shit done, if you don't, put it back on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and just recognizing that. Like, today, I had to be happy just the fact that I wrote it on paper. Because sometimes we avoid this moment. I used to be very consistent with the notebook. And then there was a time that, I think 2 years, I just haven't reconnected. Mm. So this is my first time reconnecting with myself as a place of stillness.
Yes.
To be like, okay, what are you thinking and feeling? Because this is where I started for myself. When I was processing trauma and trying to figure out Rochelle out, I came into words and it helped me to like look, analyze, see how I'm feeling. Do I feel like this anymore? No. Mm. Then I was able to release it.
Yeah.
In order to start anew. And new beginnings is not just like a new season. It's just new by the second. Do you feel like this after you said this thing? Do you feel like this after you wrote it out? Like,
and do you like, is, or is this feeling is something that you're just used to feeling?
Yeah.
Like, is this an old cycle or behavior?
Is this something
habit?
That we're doing because this is a habit?
Yes.
That is some real.
Because that's another thing with new beginnings. You can't take old behaviors with you.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't.
Right.
And
especially if they don't serve you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You know, if you come through a period where you've had to do a thing and you needed to be where you were in that moment so that you could learn that lesson. But now that lesson is learned. You've learned it. You know it. those old processes, those old things that you cling to, they no longer serve you. It's hard to let those things go, especially if they have become a habit or if they're, you know, a trauma trigger. If that's something that you're used to going to because A, B, or C has happened, then, you know, if that's A, B, or C, then D. It's like sometimes that's not it anymore. Mm-hmm. That doesn't serve you anymore. You don't have to be in that place. And I think it's hard to actively unlearn those behaviors.
Absolutely. Especially when you don't realize you're doing it.
Yeah.
Because it's just like if you're saying, oh my God, like God, please God, give me a house. Please God, I really want, and this is metaphorically speaking, but please God, I really want this house. I really want this. Please God, that's all I want. And then you show up in there with like auto body parts. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or moving in a way as an auto mechanic. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not going to serve you no purpose in there. Right. Might be the same process of like, okay, this is how I start, but you're not equipped or mentally even ready to do what this new season that you're asking for has called you to do. And I always mention asking because I know that when I do my readings with people or I have conversations, I'm like, it's often something that we've asked for. Like, we've asked for this new place. Mm-hmm. We've asked for clarity. We ask God to reveal, you know, anything that might be against you. Mm-hmm. And then like you have a breakup or, you know, you lose a friend or God, please remove negative energies. Then you get fired and you don't realize that is the look. You don't realize that new beginning, like,
you don't stop speaking directly to myself.
When it's a new beginning, sometimes it comes from, you know, a pretty like a raggedy ending.
Yeah,
but it's also something that you asked for, like you prayed for, and that's why it is good. Because like I started doing that too. I started getting, because I think we both, for a minute, we were like, "Oh girl, we gonna write in our journal."
Share this. I'm gonna do this.
And I stopped too. And I think because just being an artist, like a vocal artist and a lyricist, writing, for me, it kind of blurs the lines a little bit. I don't know.
See, like, that's where it's different for me because I remember when I was in Cali. At one point, I had a scratchbook, and I used to just draw out the things. Like, I go to church, sit on the floor, and I'll just draw visually what the scripture of the day was, or how did I feel at church. Yeah. And I feel like what made this different for me, as in you saying you verbal, this is a different space. I don't have to dance this out. Right. I can write this out. Yeah. I can process it mentally and then allow it to physically come to life.
Yeah, I think that's why. I think for me, that's why, like, especially with music, if I'm recording in that space, I don't even like to write anything down. Like, I just kind of go wherever, because sometimes it can get overwhelming. But having that intention to write things down can allow you to look back. And I think also, like, I know that there's a fear sometimes around even wanting to see what that looks like for some people. Yeah. But like, sometimes our new beginnings can come from like real raggedy ass endings, and we don't even realize it because we're so focused on how raggedy things were that we don't realize, like, but this is what you asked for. You wanted to be in this new space, right? Like, this is where you wanted to be. You know, so let's, you know what I mean? What habits, what's dying off, or what just like disintegrated in your life?
I heard this over the weekend. It was through a movie. Charlotte's parents was watching it, and it was cool. I don't know what movie it was, but girl, I was just walking through the bathroom, and it said, in order to live in the past, you're killing yourself in the present. Mm. When I heard that, I was like,
so you walk out of it.
It just hit me in the chest. It hit me in the chest because if you think about it, as we do new beginning things, how many times do we even compare our present time to our past?
All the time.
Like, I am not going to do X, Y, and Z, so I'm going to do A, B, and C.
Right.
But not even realizing, you're not even giving yourself a true new beginning.
You're already limiting that point of view
because honestly, let's be real, when we compare our past, we're thinking about the hurts.
Yes.
We're not even thinking about that one good time. You thinking about, oh, this shit did not go right.
Yeah, it so just let me not left. Do that again.
Because I'm not going to be that person.
I don't want to be that person. Girl. I don't want to get stuck there again.
I don't want to be vulnerable again.
Yes.
I don't want to fail.
I don't want to get hurt again.
I don't want to make mistakes. I've learned from my mistakes. I don't need to learn anymore. And it's like, girl, healing is not linear.
It's not, and
it's an ever going thing.
It's a whole lot.
And that is so much, because our past can sit there and it allow us to, it's just like, you know, if you look at something and with your nose up, you know, like, I'm not gonna do that. And you know, somebody will be like, bet, let's do it. the person that that comes to that with an open mind learns way more, because the whole time you're just like projecting your past experiences.
Or projecting what you think you know about the situation instead of allowing yourself to just be in the moment and learn whatever it is that you have to learn from that moment.
Especially in relationships. I mean, that goes especially for relationships, projecting other people on new partners, and that was something that I had to get through.
Yeah,
because I'm like, I've met,
especially when it's from trauma.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. When somebody's really, really deeply hurt you, like, you can understand that, but that's why it's important to process through those emotions. Like, really face it, deal with it, deal with yourself.
Yeah,
deal with that, you know, hurt or that person or whatever it is, and understand that whatever you're stepping into, it's a completely new thing. Mm-hmm. And if there are things there that remind you of that, if you are triggered by this new situation, then ask yourself, okay, is this really something I need to be in, or is this something that I can work through? Mm-hmm. You know, take that ownership rather
than... Am I a landmine?
You know, am I?
Because we're so busy
looking for other landmines that we don't even think about what we might be doing to disrupt the situation.
That's all I'm saying. And sometimes we can do that for ourselves when new opportunities come our way and we just blow up. We blow up everything.
Yeah.
And a part of us can self-sabotage that because we fear what is on the other side of a new beginning. Yeah. We fear actual... I know there was a point in my life where I was actually fearful of success.
Yeah.
And that was so strange to me because all I ever knew was the journey. Like, all I've ever known, and especially if you've done music or anything creative for a span of years... Mm-hmm. And it's like a slow building kind of thing. You get so used to the slow build that when you kind of start thinking about that, where you're trying to go, and you're like, am I even going to like it?
Yeah.
Is it even going to be what I think it's going to be?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I just saw somebody up there. They just fell from it. This person ran off. They said they hated it.
Yeah.
This person, and you're just like, oh my God, do I even want to go there anymore?
Yeah.
Do I even want these goals? Like, it's like, there was a moment where I was genuinely like fearful of that success, and I know that I've had a hand in my own self-sabotage. I can be honest about that. But one thing that I've learned from all of that is, you know, the biggest thing that I've learned is taking a step back and being able to say, okay, I'm responding to this that happened. This is not even real.
Right.
And it's funny because I watched a scary movie where that's what it was about. It was like, it's not real. Like, that's what they had to keep telling themselves. Like, it's not real. This is not really happening. And it really stuck out to me as how we sometimes navigate our fears.
Yeah.
And when it's time to like, okay, I really want to do this, but, and then you just go into this, you know, what if it fails like this? What if it looks like that? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, but it's not real. Like, it's happened, but it's not here.
Yeah.
And I'm not that person anymore.
Yeah.
I'm in a new place. This is new. Let's allow it to be new. Raquel, stop ruining it.
Allow it to be new.
Yes.
Let it be new.
There will be people and even environments that will make you feel bad.
Yeah.
Or that today was very interesting because I found myself... First off, I started deleting numbers out my phone. If I don't see your number pop up, it's no tea, no shade. It's just... energetically, we're not exchanging.
I
started to
delete that. I need to do that too.
So then it came across old text message, and I was just rereading some words, and I was like, wow. You know,
that revisit.
But what it did for me was, this is the kind of person that I used to be. When I reread something and I find it kind of displeasing, I would reach back and be like, you know, can we talk about it? Like, can we revisit? But then I had to remember, why did I write this in the first place?
Yeah.
What was it about this moment that was so like needed for you? What were you saying in that moment? And I just remember my time with this person who I was very attached to. I realized even when I was attached to this person, it was a version of me. It was a hurt version of me.
Mm.
Even when I knew all the things, I was still operating in this.
You were trying to heal that hurt version of you, bro.
I was trying so much. Mm. So I was like, when I saw this, that's what led me to write in regards of like, don't be afraid. Like, just do it. Just let go. Like, I even told the person, if a person want to make a choice to move on, to like, just release, we have every right to do all the things, which kind of makes it suck sometimes because it's called free will.
Yeah.
People could choose to be the most uplifting thing, and then some people could be the most lowest vibrational thing you ever experienced. But everyone has that free right. And you should not feel bad for wanting to be your highest, greatest self. Yeah. And if in this time, if I had to speak and affirm, you know what I mean? Like, what is not going to be for me? And I mean this in the sense of experience. I've already experienced this part of my life. I don't want this again.
Right.
Like, I'm going to let this go. I have to close this door. Yeah. I have to close this door.
And some people still be there and they be mad because you don't want to experience it.
Because you don't want to experience.
And you be like, look, this ain't even my thing no more. I'm on something new.
Like, I love you.
I love
but
you.
But I'm not even mad. The only thing I would be mad about is that you don't see it.
Right.
You don't see it. You're mad at me because I'm choosing to move forward. And I'm not trying to point it at you. I'm not trying to judge you. I'm not here to judge you. I can't judge you. However, I just can't be what I was. I'm only trying to be the greatest version of Rochelle. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It's just so seeing that for self. And even for me, I was just, my whole thought process today was the attachment of relationships and how just people in general, how it overpowered Rochelle's life. Where is Rochelle's vision? What did God tell Rochelle to do? And for me, it's like I had to tell myself, what are the things that only just needed for me to do today?
Mm-hmm.
What is on Rochelle's top list? Like, what is it that does not include anyone else but Rochelle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think a lot of times people, they tend to rely on you in such a way where, because you genuinely have a heart, you want to navigate for them.
Yep.
But then you start losing sight of your own journey.
Mm-hmm.
You start losing sight of what it is that you're intentionally here to do.
Yeah.
But before you know it, you're not even on your own journey. You're not even driving anymore.
The new beginning you had is long since pushed to the side.
Yes.
And now, so when we're thinking about this, how would you say is the best way to deal with people when you are starting in a new season and you have friends or, you know, like you said, people that get mad or project their, I guess, insecurity with you moving forward and them still being in the same place? How would you say is like the best way to deal with that for you? What have you learned has worked for you in that kind of situation?
I can say that was a part of the self-reflection. Because even in looking at it, who I am right now, even though I said all the things that needed to be expressed, I feel like it was handled the best way that it could. But even then, I grew from that particular text message.
Yeah.
As we talk about love, love has compassion. From when I first started my spiritual walk, a lot of times I was pointing the finger a lot. Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize I was pointing the finger a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I always had to remind myself how God always gave me grace to grow.
Yeah.
To move freely in my mistakes.
Yeah.
In order for me to see the fullness of that choice I made.
Yeah.
And so for me, I don't want to say advice, but what has helped me in regards to moving forward was honestly a tunnel vision and seeing whoever or whatever is going to be there will be there. Because I had a thing with holding on to people, the expectations. And I think even a part of me felt, because of trauma, if someone used me a certain way, that was a love being exchanged. But then when I realized I was being reciprocated that, it left me feeling a way. So it was just like navigating what truly fulfilled Rochelle in this new beginning. And if this person really did love me, are they doing all the things to keep Rochelle going? And the hardest thing was admitting that they weren't.
Yeah.
That was the hardest thing. And then that was like, okay, but what am I supposed to do? Because then that's where you don't want disappointment to set in, because that disappointment leads to expectations. But with that, God don't expect me to do anything. He just expects me to live. So like for me in this new season, it's just allowing people to be where they're at.
Mm.
And for me, all I'm supposed to do is, one, I need to abide by the wisdom that I lived out. To be honest, I always gave the person or persons the benefit of, like, I don't know. I'm going to be completely honest. I always had this visual or thing about myself. It's like, if I went through this, if Rochelle had to do this, you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I had to do a lot by myself. Yeah. Like, I didn't have that parental guidance in a sense. There was a part of me, I ain't going to lie, I was rebelling a lot. But a lot of that led for me to become very independent on myself. So I think in this season, I'm learning how to be independent without the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But being independent, whole and complete and healed
so
and
coming,
all that.
You're coming from a different place.
Yes, yeah. Coming from a different place. Because a lot of times, if you notice, hurt people, they flock to other hurt people. Then they start mingling on the things. But then that one person is eventually going to want to grow.
Yeah.
So it's hard to outgrow those things. Yeah. It is really not even necessarily hard to outgrow, but it's hard when you start to see the things. You can't fake it. You can't unsee it.
Yeah.
You know, so...
What is that? So what? So with that, that's big, because you can't unsee that.
Yeah, you can.
And you're now looking through this new lens.
Mm-hmm.
So now, G, I want to ask that for you too. Like, what? We can go on the same thing, but I want to ask you in terms of, because I feel like you've been experiencing this a lot too, like letting go of just. All the things that you've held on to before going into a new journey, and I feel like you're literally living this right now.
Yeah.
What would you say has been, I guess, the most helpful way for you day by day in terms of dealing with that? Because that, I mean, girl, new marriage, new life, new last name, like it's yeah, it's. New girl.
2020 is dragging me into my newness in a way that I did not anticipate.
Like, I just see you like laid out. Yeah,
you are Snow White. You are Snow White, face down in the bush
with all my spirits around me. Like, bitch, you good? Like, I don't know.
Hold on, just give me a minute.
It's just, you know, on my best days, it's remaining in that authenticity. Just, you know, it's.
I like that.
It's so hard, like, real life shit will knock stuff into perspective.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to become distracted and it's so easy to become overwhelmed, especially for me. That's something that I'm just susceptible to by default. And when you have something huge happen in your life, like, I had two of the biggest things that's ever happened in my life happen back to back. I got married, and 2 months later to the date, I buried my dad.
Yep.
So it was just like the height of
beginning
the heights.
And ending.
It was the beginning and the end right all at the same time. And it was just, and I feel like this whole year was going to be a process anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for me, I got to the point where because I tend to get into the supposed to be and clinging to what used to be and staying with what's comfortable. And when your entire foundation, listen, like, we're here, we're good. This is already working.
Nothing's going to change.
Nothing is going to change. And then everything changes. Because, I mean, life is in constant flux. Mm-hmm. And I think accepting that, the fluidity of life. And I got thrust into that in a way that I didn't expect. Because again, you know, be careful what you wish for, what you ask for, like being able to adapt. Like nothing, death will bring you to your most humble moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it will strip you of everything.
Yep.
And it's like, all right, girl, this is what you got, what you gonna work with. So there's no lying to yourself.
No.
I think it thrust me into that place of authenticity. Like, I couldn't be anything but what I was.
Right. There was no, I'm okay.
There was no, I'm okay. And I'm the queen of, how you doing, girl? I'm good. And I had to get to the point where it's like, I can't even lie to me. Like, I'm not okay. And I think this year specifically has gotten me comfortable with not being okay and realizing that that's part of the process too.
And that's new.
It's very, very new.
That's
and
new.
I know how to do that now because I didn't have a choice. I couldn't even lie to myself, you know, because when you're in a place where you're just dealing with life at its most realest moment.
Yeah.
It's just raw authenticity.
Yeah.
But the beautiful part of that is the things that you don't need naturally fall away.
Mm-hmm.
People and things and situations reveal themselves for exactly what they are. Like, when you're living in a place, in a space of authenticity, you, like you say, you can't unsee it. Like, there's no lying.
That's
like,
a transparency.
It's very transparent. Yeah. It's very, very raw.
Wow.
And
it becomes obvious.
And it everything becomes so obvious. And you don't have room to carry any more nonsense. At least me. Like, my dad left and it was just like, fuck it. Like, I can't do anything but be this. And I think that's good because there's a lot of bullshit that fell away. There's a lot of truth that was revealed.
Yes.
And
I'm just getting hit. Because I was going
to
say.
You can't bullshit anymore. It's just, to answer your question, that I'll be honest, I don't completely remember what the question was, but just living in that authenticity.
You're answering it.
You know, be it like, I can't do nothing else. It's just honesty, that raw honesty. And that's something that, I mean, calling yourself on your own bullshit is a certain level of authenticity and honesty.
Accountability.
I wish we could do an echo on that.
T.
That is.
Yes.
You know, that is. And that's a whole podcast.
I prided myself on that. Like, I think I've always been a very real person, but, you know, real with limitations. Like, there's, you know, I describe my friendships and the people that are around me as an onion. Like, if you in that inside heart close layer, then you know me. But there's people that exist on the outer layer. Yeah. And some of those outer layers have been peeled away because real shit happening in your life will bring stuff into perspective. And you realize when you are in survival mode, you realize what you need and what you don't.
Yes, you learn you cannot take all them bags with you.
You cannot.
Take you start all looking. You start looking. You. And start like, what can I take with me?
I don't even need this anymore. Sometimes you don't even realize the stuff that you're still dragging with you.
Yep. Like, why do I need this? Why did I bring this? I hate this.
You know, it's heavy. I don't even like this bag.
I don't even like it. I still have it.
She's broken. Why?
Ooh. Because it's familiar.
Because it's familiar. And you get used to it.
You've never done a journey without her.
You know.
You're used to carrying all the things. And even feeling light makes you feel like you're doing something wrong.
Yes!
Ooh, that's a tea.
Say it again.
That hit my bag.
Feeling light can make you... It can make you feel like you're doing something wrong. Like, I forgot something. Like,
am I even allowed to feel this light? What's wrong?
I'm missing things. Are you missing things? Yeah,
This is the therapy, not therapy. This is the moment that I'm talking to y'all about.
That's a breakthrough.
Oh, my God.
I said today...
Speak.
That... I have all that I need. Yeah. I don't have to travel all this way.
No, you don't.
I am good. I mean, I have all the choices. So I got what I need.
Yep. If we weren't having a parallel moment, I had to tell myself, girl, you're okay. You're safe.
Yes.
You had everything.
Everything is fine.
When you saw that, I was in the car like, you are safe. You good.
You're
thank
safe.
You. Thank
everything you. Everything is okay.
Do you still got insurance?
There's a couple changes, but we're still insured. To go from Grant to White, but it's fine. It's like a
bottle. You got a last name.
You got a last name.
She said, mm-mm-mm.
I love that. Jesus. I feel high. I've already been high.
I just,
it's too much.
No, but honestly, what's really cool about this dynamic is because y'all are older than me. But what I love is that I feel like I've experienced opposite from y'all. Mm. But I love it because I learn like so much from y'all's experience.
Even just her talking.
Even for me, I prided on not carrying a lot.
Yeah.
Mm. Like I prided on.
So you were the opposite. Yes. You were like trying to let go of all the bags.
Yes.
Like we're not taking any bags. We're gonna travel light. Yep. Honey.
I mastered like when I was traveling a lot. Yeah. Like I don't need a lot. I became a minimalist. Mm-hmm. I detached, but for all the wrong reasons. So my lesson is learning that it's okay to ask for help. Mm. It's okay to take on more. It's okay. Like, I'm just learning how to pack two bags when I go somewhere. I'm just getting comfortable with carrying two bags and not feeling bad. Like, I remember one time me and Rob were going out of town and I have this one carry-on bag. And I was trying to stuff everything into this bag. Like, I was going, like...
fit. Like, we just go, it's one.
And we driving. Mm. We are driving. So I can carry two bags.
You have space.
Like, you don't even have space.
Yes, yes.
You lose your space.
I'm looking, and I remember, like, his mom, she had bags. His sister got bags. And I'm, like, struggling to put everything in this one. And I was like, Raquel, why aren't you giving yourself space?
Ooh.
Why are you forcing yourself in this small space? This doesn't make sense. And like, utilizing the space that I have and understanding that it's okay for me to take up space.
It's okay for you to take a space.
It's okay for you to take a space. That was so new for me because I was like, I don't know why it didn't dawn on me. And it got to the point where it was physical. Mm-hmm. That was like this year, by the way.
Sometimes you learn things in the spirit and physical manifestation.
Yes.
Like if you could not comprehend it here,
yes,
it will have to translate in tangible fields. I mean, because granted, we are in our bodies,
right?
Yes. But at the end of the day, we're spirits.
That was my newest experience. That's my new beginning.
Wow.
Is being okay with taking up space.
Damn.
Being okay with having you to rely on. You're my big sister. I should be able to do that. Being comfortable with that. Being comfortable to rely on my friends or to say, hey, I need your help.
Being comfortable to rely on your partner.
Yes.
Like,
I love you. I'm sorry.
You.
I try.
You know, and it's like, it's nothing against the person, but when you're used to either, like with you, you're trying to make yourself fit into this small space so that you can be palatable, so you can fit.
Be digestive, and you can,
you won't
feel like you're taking up too much.
No, I've always wanted to be the person where I can just slip in, slip out. Nope, you don't have to worry about me. I don't require a
meanwhile,
lot.
Meanwhile, I'm the person that's like, you know what? I got a whole lot of shit, so I'm going to just drive myself. You don't even have to worry about me. I got you. We'll get there together. Instead of saying, you know what? You can carry some of my shit. That's hard for me. That's
like yours.
My challenge.
Like,
oh my
you
wanna,
God. You want to hold
You want to help me. What are you? But you're not going to be able to help me in the way that I need you to help me.
So I'm just going to carry all three tons of this.
I'm going to carry all of this by myself. Don't worry about me. I will struggle. I'm used to it.
Now what does that sound like? That sound like and he's just looking at you like
girl, my whole trunk is empty.
This is why we have a trunk.
I got you. Oh, it's hard. God. That is my challenge. That has been my challenge.
Yes.
And even after 10 years in a solid and healthy relationship, it still has been difficult for me to let go of some of the bags and let my partner help me.
Mm-hmm.
How wild is that?
And
just because of training and just because of being used to doing A, B, or C.
That's that extreme
That's
independence.
That's wild.
And I seen someone,
you
they
posted
were saying,
some, you posted.
Yeah, they said that extreme independence is like a trauma response.
When I saw that, I read that,
I was like, okay,
I've said this before.
You're just going to read my entire life.
That's fine.
Just tell me all about myself.
Because that's that moment of, I'm packing all my bags. I can go because I can. I am able. I don't need to be here. I don't need this. I didn't ask for this.
You know what I'm saying?
I
got this. I can do this.
Yeah.
I am strong and capable, and I can carry all the things myself. It's like, no, girl, you don't have to do that.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
So I think that's what my biggest lesson and my new beginning is like, really, that I don't have to build. I'm building a life with a person.
Yes.
And that does not mean for me to build the house by myself.
Because we've seen it.
Yeah. I know how to do it, though. You know what I mean? And I build little mini homes for myself. Me as a whole. But now I'm starting on a new journey with my partner. I have to respect my partner there, and I have to respect his input in this new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to let him do what he, you know, it's like we're in this together.
That is healthy, active listening and learning.
That's so new.
Because in this day and age, a lot of women and men learn that independence, like we have described, in fear and in hurt places.
Yeah, independence comes from a fearful, like, I'm going to be left behind. I can't afford because I can't rely on nobody. But and I understand, although honestly, that is a very true fear because people are really shitty out here.
Yes.
And so while I get it, it's when you finally find that balance, the right person for you, and you're still projecting those things onto them. And so a part of starting a new beginning with a person, you have to let go of the expectations you had in the past with the people in the past.
And it's not even the hurt, let go of the trauma.
It's not even the same thing.
It's
not the same. And you're not the same. And then for me, I know when I came to the point where I was like, I want to pack more than one bag.
Can I have two?
And you know, and Rob's like, babe,
you can have as many bags.
why is this a thing? And I'm just like,
because I'm used to
like compartmentalizing myself.
Yeah. Ooh.
And I'm looking. He looking at me like, why are you doing that?
Used to compartmentalizing myself.
Yeah. Hello. I'm so good at it. I'm so good. That's why I was saying I'm so good. Like when I tell y'all I learned about detachment, but in the wrong way.
Yeah.
I was like, bet. Cut, dude, don't need to feel about like, and now, while it was blissful, it was also painful because it caused me to emotionally detach.
Yeah.
And so now that me reconnecting with my feelings and, like I said, starting on a new journey with my partner and just starting a new journey with myself, that's been the biggest thing for me, is that, like I said, just understanding that I have a person, I have a friend, I have somebody there in my life. And if I want this to work and I believe that it's God ordained, I have to move that way. Mm-hmm. And I have to allow myself to move in that new way and choose to move in a new way.
That's the hardest thing about trust, though. And that's, to me, for
the
me,
choice.
It's choosing it.
Yeah.
Because you have to give it in order to know if it's deserved.
Yeah.
And when you gotta
test
so
it.
So many times, yeah. It's just like, what can I? And it's like, you have to give it. It has to be given freely. I mean, yes, it has to, you have to feel comfortable, sure. You know?
But you do, you in order for it but to know,
yeah,
you gotta let go.
You gotta let go.
And I don't, she doesn't like to let go.
Right, look, because one foot's out the door.
She likes to hang on to all things.
We keep a backpack.
That's the clinking card.
So do we want to bring about the cards?
Yes.
Do we
want to
bring about?
So, yeah, let's... I pull the cards. I put them back in the deck, though, to be honest, because I felt like a moment like this was gonna come.
This is perfect. It fell right into that.
Yeah, and we fell right into that. So we've got our cards.
Let's describe what they are, G.
Yeah.
Because if you guys are not familiar with it, because there's a lot of people.
And there's different kinds of cards,
yes.
Too. I know people know tarot. Yeah.
I just want to speak and affirm to be very open, because a lot of times people will call out the things and make it seem like it's witchcraft or negative and all these things. And if you, I'm gonna say this, if you're looking for like an insight, it comes in all many forms.
Yeah. So many.
Energy speaks in so many different ways.
God speaks
in a lot of
ways.
Gian's gonna talk more about it. These are more so.
Yeah,
because
these are down cards. Mm-hmm. And what I love is that. Just we get to them. Sometimes tarot can be very misty. And like, even for me,
even I generalized, like,
yeah,
we're gonna have this kind of day, and I was like, was this message for me?
Yeah, we don't know. And sometimes tarot depends, like, on your astrology, that can be. So that's why I like lean into intuition, because I feel like it's a little bit more like, okay, girl, this is what's really going on.
The interesting thing about that too, though, is that trust manifests in that way too, because for that intuition, for intuition to be true intuition, you have to trust yourself.
Yeah.
You have to trust
yourself.
And it's so easy to second guess, you know,
because of the trauma. Yeah.
I look at cards as a guide, you know, to point me towards what I already know or what's already in me. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's something about the cards that we pull together. We pull a card a day for our daily intention.
Yeah, we do.
And we read it. And so far, it's been reading our entire lives for Phil.
Collecting and gathering. No brows,
girl.
No edges,
no
wigs.
No edges, nothing.
Just be bald headed by the end of the reading.
Just bald.
Just be bald. Just be snatched bald. Like, damn. Okay.
Ooh,
not that
like,
I was doing that.
What?
You
just
knew that.
My life, why don't you? So.
What's
right.
Today? What's it today?
Today's card, in the midst of all, I didn't even have an intention. Just whatever we needed to be brought to us today. Our card is oppression, y'all.
You know, give and take.
This is Columbus Day.
Indigenous People's Day.
Listen,
just saying.
Indigenous People's Day. Our attributes are restriction, exhaustion, depression, depleted resources, feeling cut off, punishment, and confinement.
So this is what we don't need for starting the beginning.
This is what we don't need.
Let's
is
see
that
how this,
wow.
This applies and comes about for us.
Wow.
Y'all.
This is powerful. And in highlighting the day, listen, you have to think energetically how trauma sets in all forms, historically, figuratively, all that.
See, but
it sets in a way where it could keep you limited. And you think, as they were talking about, like, generational wealth, all that, how it keeps a person from believing their dreams. You know, think about our history. There's been a lot of examples.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of how, why a person, especially of color, cannot live out their dreams.
And I do.
Where was it set from?
I do want to shed some hope on this, because, like, a lot of times the visual and the cards are really descriptive. Like, it adds to the meaning. And this person is sitting crisscross, but they have a light in their hands.
Yes.
despite being surrounded by darkness. Mm-hmm. So that gives me tea. That makes me feel like, okay, we're ready.
That also, like, to speak, even though people historically over the years have been oppressed, we are still of light.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And like, we still have what we need in us.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we can feel super dark and super overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. Hopeless.
Hopeless, yeah. Depressed.
See, this is what makes New Beginnings trash. Because you feel oppressed in the very beginning. You just feel like,
feel limited.
I can't do this. And all the fears and everything. Mm-hmm. Dang, we oppress ourselves.
Oh, God. You know what? This is why I actually brought this. Okay? You know, I looked... This is Olivia's little stuffed animal. And I brought this because of innocence.
Yes.
And just childlike. Mm-hmm. When you're a child, you don't feel the boundaries.
You don't.
You just move so freely.
They don't exist
She inspires me.
This is like baby me, baby Leo cub. Yes. And I intentionally brought this today. I was like, this is childish, but it's not at the same time. It was needed for me because I think a lot of times when you get older, you succumb to the expectations of adult self.
Mm. Yeah.
But what does that even look like? Even as an adult, you're still a child.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Being a guide or guardian to a young mind and having to talk to her about things like that has really taught me a lot about that, about like how we see the world at that age versus how we see it now.
Yeah.
And how I'm quick to make sure that I don't project what the world has done to me onto her.
And that's so important because that happens so often. I mean, we see that in all the generations, like without that level of awareness, that self-awareness, there's so much that is thrust upon you that you carry. They're already helping you with your bags, girl.
Yeah.
To pack all this stuff up. It's not even yours. You just got here.
Yeah. And Olivia is 7. She is a new beginning in herself. Like, everything is new to her all the time.
Everything is new all the time.
All the time.
I miss that. I miss when everything is new.
She makes me relive it.
But it's actually new for you. It's new for us all.
Yeah,
it is. It's very new. It's just like we said, if we don't keep seeing the past in our present.
Mm. Say it again.
Don't keep seeing your past and your present. Mm-hmm. We, in order to move into our present, we have to honestly forgive ourselves in some form or fashion and let go and make room for that new beginning.
And even if you can't do it right away, just start that process.
There's no time frame on it. Yeah, there's
start
no time
your
frame.
Process, but don't let it stop you. Okay, let's read this card because I'm excited.
So for our card today, oppression. Just as nature unfolds in cycles of contraction and expansion, so does the journey of being human. Times of oppression can feel like being confined in a dark cell without windows or even a door. And at times like these, it is particularly important to hold fast to the light within. It is with the help of that light that you can find the strength to pass through oppressive circumstances without unnecessary and ineffective struggle. And it is with the help of that light that you can also prevent yourself from falling into despair and hopelessness. Difficult circumstances are life's way of provoking a leap from one level of consciousness to another. Although hard times can make you feel like life is out to get you, Jesus, it is not the case. It's not. On the contrary, existence is never inimical, but it does provide us with restrictions that can feel, if we receive them and work with them, help to strengthen the inner qualities that we need in order to keep growing and expanding. In order to thrive and reach maturity, we must find the strength and inner determination to keep on growing until we can rise above the dark and difficult. In the process, we learn to be flexible as needed and to take advantage of opportunities for expansion when they arise. Whatever the oppressive circumstances that might be facing you now, remember that hidden within the darkness, there is light.
Yep.
The Taoist pictogram known as the yin-yang symbol represents this intimate interplay of light and darkness, expansion and contraction, activity and rest, all essential to life and growth. Contemplating this simple symbol reveals the teachings that the essential dynamic of life is change, and that all apparent opposites are irrevocably linked. Each is supporting the other, and each is evolving into the other. The dark yin quality and the light yang quality coexist in perfect balance, each reaching the fullness of its potential. In the center of the dark ground lies a small seed of light, and within the light space is a seed of darkness.
Yep.
Thus enwrapped in one another, the black receptive female and the white active male spiral outward from the center to form the circle that represents the perfection of the whole. It is a dynamic and harmonious interplay of opposites, affecting and constantly renewing all. Any situation you face in relationships or in work, in the inner world of feelings or the outer world of mundane affairs, can be approached from a life affirmative or a life negative standpoint. It is the life affirmative approach that embraces the whole rather than drawing lines that divide good from evil, darkness from light. The yin yang symbol is a reminder that every day darkness has its dawn, and every dawn contains the seed of darkness.
Yep.
Truly understanding this, not just intellectually, but at the very core of one being, is what we call wisdom.
Wait, I gotta say this. Do your shadow work. Because I've been seeing a lot about, when we were talking about false positivity, and how toxic it can be.
Toxic positivity.
And I've been saying, like, repeatedly, like, you cannot have light without darkness.
Mm-hmm.
It does not work that way. Like, true balance is honoring the dark and the light, and the light and the dark.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do your shadow work. And it's not so you can burn away and be perfect. It's because you have to learn to accept yourself, forgive yourself, and know yourself, and be at peace with yourself. So you won't stand in your way. So you will work with yourself and not fight yourself when it's time to change, when it's time to evolve, when it's time to grow. You are not your enemy. You are not your enemy. And a lot of times when we are dealing with depression or anxiety, we are fighting ourselves.
Yeah.
We're fighting something. We're fighting. And knowing when to stop fighting and to embrace that part of yourself and give that part a hug and say, look, I get it. You're upset. You're flustered. You're having a moment. Mm-hmm. And it's now I'm having a moment. We need to get through this together.
Yeah.
That it's those moments and it's that kind of work that'll allow you to really see what your new beginning is. Like unfiltered, not through little trauma lens, not through the pain lens, not through the past, but for right now. That was like, I've been seeing nothing but like things about it. Darkness and exonerating it and getting away from it and hating it. And I'm like, no, that's not. Those parts to yourself isn't for you to hate.
You have to embrace it because it's part of you.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
You don't have to dwell on it. You don't have to, you know, expound on that. That doesn't have to become you.
No.
You don't have to become your darkness, but you do have to accept
it. You gotta accept it.
Yeah.
And it serves its purpose.
Yeah.
It serves its purpose.
That's how people can have a hard time letting go.
Yeah.
Is recognizing the seasons with the person, place, or thing. And not seeing that it has already played out and that you serve its time and that serve its time so you could peacefully move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I speak this in knowing from myself when I thought I figured everything out like 9 years ago. Like before when
that's cute.
When me I thought. I thought. Cute. But like I said today, like for me to even post something on National Coming Out Day, that was a part of Rochelle that I was trying to get rid of.
Yeah.
Because of her.
Mm-hmm.
I ran from her and I went to what was the supposed to, you know what I mean? The version of what people would probably accept or like more or whatever reason it may be. But coming into this season and seeing all the work that took place, the work is not always pretty. It's not about just having the single and the stones that we see. These are tools, but it's not about looking glamorous with it. Like, you could be sitting here holding this stone, but you're crying snot nose, and you're just on your knees screaming at the top of your lungs. Or it could be as silent as you meditating on those thoughts.
Right.
You know, like, there is a false image, and I can say for myself, I fell for my own, like, false image.
Yeah. Mm.
I fell for it.
Yeah, no,
and not embracing.
I think I did the same thing.
You know what I mean? I think we've all done that, but it's just so funny because life, universe, God have its way to humble yourself and to show you like, oh, you thought? Let me show you something else. Let me show you layers. Let me show you all the things so that you can become whole and complete within yourselves. And you can accept and embrace all the things that other people can depict about you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. It's an interesting journey in this new beginning, because as I know, I've been walking this earth for some time. I'm still learning. And I think that's a huge thing we have to accept, is that no matter how old you are, you're still learning something new.
And you can learn something new while kicking and screaming. It's okay. Because like, I thought for a long time when I reached my, like, I guess my awakening and my evolving, mm-hmm. like I wanted so bad to be like, and I tweeted about this, but like being sugar, spice, and everything nice.
Yeah.
And I'm really sagehood, wish a motherfucker would. That's really me. Yes. But I thought you couldn't be that becoming spiritual because you're just like, oh, you know.
Yes.
But it's like, nah.
Trying to
my ancestors won't let me.
Yes. It's like, no, you can be raggedy too, girl.
You can be raggedy.
Oh, you can be.
It's okay. I'm going to scream. I'm not going to be cute, but we're going to get there.
That's what had me to be comfortable with just even being spiritual.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has their choice or preference, but I know what it means when it comes to Jesus. Like, I just saw the name. But it was the moment where I was like, oh, I could be hood. I could be hood and just and talk about God. For real.
Like, I don't have to put
the cookie cutter frame.
Yeah.
Thyself.
What people tell you to be.
Yeah.
And sometimes we get so wrapped up in that.
Yeah.
That we completely forget why we're even doing what
we're
doing.
Or we lose ourselves.
Yeah,
which is the real tragedy.
Lose yourself, like, hide yourself.
Start nothing new like that.
No, nope.
You just lost. Mm-mm. What's the journey then?
Lost and fraudulent. That's not even you, girl.
No, you spend the whole time looking for you. You ain't even doing what you're supposed to do on the journey. God,
that's
like,
a
girl.
That's a whole other podcast. Because sometimes you lose yourself in people.
Yeah, lose yourself in people
or situations
or careers
or careers.
Identity. Okay, that's another one.
Okay, that's another podcast.
Yeah,
that's another podcast.
Well, this one was good.
It was
really good.
Yes.
How do we feel? We did it. We crossed something off our list.
We did. I can't go home.
We came to the table.
We met.
Here's to many more.
Yeah. Yes. The first of many.
The first of many.
We didn't practice a sign off. So
we did it.
We had the sign on together. But,
oh, yeah. Okay. You know. So do y'all want to hit like a Jerry's thoughts, like a final thoughts before we go?
Okay. As long as I don't have to go first. That's just real. I'm not
I threw the ball over here.
Oh, you're going to just toss it over
here?
Keep
it cute,
okay. Keep it cute. Real likes. I can preach. New beginnings. Always make room for opportunities to show up. Don't ever close the door just because you're scared.
Yeah. Do your shadow work. Embrace your darkness. Don't be afraid to feel your feelings. And understand, like, new experiences require new mindsets.
Mm-hmm. And remain in your authenticity. Be real. And do no harm.
But take no shit.
But take no shit. Ever.
Ever.
Ever. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we did it.
It's the first episode of Therapy Not Therapy.
Hey.
Stay tuned for the next one.
We'll be back next week, y'all.
Bye.
Therapy Not Therapy is produced and edited by Mr. Al P on the MPN Network, and the intro music is courtesy of Wes Harris. The song's name is Chamomile, and that's tea.
That's tea.